The Forest Service is reporting a surge in requests to build hydroelectric projects on the Tongass National Forest. Tongass Supervisor Forrest Cole says the Forest Service ultimately currently has 12 applicants for hydro developments within the country's largest national forest.
We have spent a significant amount of time on the Sully River area in near Hydra. The Lake Shalokam area has come up. It all comes on the heels of just completing the forest plan amendment, where we really didn't deal with any changes significantly to hydro development. We were dealing with some court issues.
With annual rainfall averages in the region ranging from 29 to 160 inches, many Southeast Alaska communities have long relied on hydropower for their electricity needs. Cole says the Forest Service understood there was an increasing interest in hydroelectric projects before completing its most recent amendment of the Tongass Land Management Plan last January.
What we came to realize is, given all of the intricacies of these proposals, there was no way we could address each one in a forest plan. So, like Sully River, not having a lot of the special data on what that proposal was going to entail, we essentially did not deal with it at the forest plan level. We would do it with it on a individual project basis. And it may necessitate changing the forest plan. It may necessitate living with what the forest plan and modifying the proposal.
Leading the charge on the hydro front is Alaska Power and Telephone. The company is proposing to construct multiple hydroelectric facilities on the Tongass, including a project at Lake Shalokam north of Ketchikan and another on the Sully River near Hyder. The Sully project would be the larger of the two projects, consisting of a 1,000-foot-long and 160-foot-high dam. Cole says any amendment to the forest plan dealing with the hydroelectricity issue would go through a full environmental assessment and public comment process.